For your journey in life, you need direction from the master. Get set, for the word you're about to hear is a roadmap out of every challenge into newness of life. Now, Apostle Jotham Obi-Adams.
Yes, sir. 8 to 10, 8 to 10, sir.
But one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit.
Okay.
Another the word of knowledge through the same Spirit. So another faith by the same Spirit. So another gift of healings by the same Spirit. So another the working of miracles. So another prophecy. So another discerning of spirits. So another different kind of tongues. So another the interpretation of tongues.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Yeah, book what was that, sir? 10, right?
Yes,
that's how 11 and 12 also.
But one and the same Spirit works in all these things, distributing to each one individually as he wills.
Yes, sir.
For as the body is one and has many members, but all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ.
Hallelujah. Praise God. We've been looking at the gift of the Spirit on Fridays. Praise God. And then we look at tongues, we look at interpretation of tongues, we look at prophecy last week. And last week it was awesome, and then we hear from manifestation, we saw that almost all of us here prophesied. Praise God. Today we'll be looking at the revelatory gifts, and we'll be starting with word of wisdom. Hallelujah. The last time you spoke foolishness will be the last forever. In the name of Jesus. The last time that the words came out of your mouth that didn't edify and didn't give understanding will be the last forever. Can you lift up your right hand and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, take away foolishness from my life. Fill me with your wisdom. I ask for the gift for word of wisdom. Grant me spirit-inspired wisdom in all decision of my life. When I walk to the left, when I walk to the right, when I go to the front, when I move backward, give me your wisdom in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So the word of wisdom, can an agent define the word of wisdom as supernatural revelation by the Spirit of God concerning the divine purpose in the mind and will of God? He said word of wisdom is a supernatural revelation by the Spirit of God concerning the divine purpose in the mind and will of God. Hallelujah. Another man of God known as Dennis Bennett said, word of wisdom is the supernatural application of knowledge. It is knowing what to do with the natural or supernatural knowledge that God has given you. I come again. Word of wisdom, according to Dennis Bennett, said, word of wisdom is the supernatural application of knowledge. It is knowing what to do with the natural or supernatural knowledge God has given you. Hallelujah. And finally, the definition of that word of wisdom means proper judgment for actions. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're writing. Okay, I should come again. I didn't know you were writing. Hallelujah. Word of wisdom is supernatural application of knowledge. It is knowing what to do with the natural or supernatural knowledge God has given you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Just like you have studied, a lot of people have studied different courses in the universities. Many people, I don't know the percentage of people that study business admin actually start a business in their life. It's not true. Many have the knowledge, but the wisdom to apply it is not there. Hallelujah. But today I believe there will be available for that spirit for you to catch in the name of Jesus Christ. In the Old Testament, 2 Samuel 16:23 was a story of a man called Ahithophel. Hallelujah. 2 Samuel 16:23. Can we have it read? 2 Samuel 16:23. Hallelujah. That would be a prophecy to anyone tonight in the name of Jesus. And the counsel of Ahithophel, yes.
Which he counseled in those days.
When Ahithophel gave a counsel, yes. was as if a man had inquired of the oracle.
It will be
God.
As if a man was inquiring from an oracle of God. Yes.
So was all the counsel of Ahithophel.
So was all his advice. That means if any time he advised you, it will be like it is God talking to you. Hallelujah. Even David confirmed it, and even God himself confirmed it, because God was the one that gave him the spirit. Are we together? From today, I pray for you that the next time people will talk about you after this meeting, as you leave tonight, a spirit of wisdom will come upon you, that when you talk and your parents listen to you and your colleague and your friends hear you talk, when there is a need to make a decision and you present your option, from today, wisdom will be found in it, in the name of Jesus. No longer will you begin to speak empty words in your life, in your days, and in your decisions, in the name of Jesus Christ. In the days of Daniel, they were in Daniel chapter 7, he received a vision that was too hard to be understood. Hallelujah. And the angel of God came and gave him counsel and wisdom on what to do. Are we together? Also in the Old Testament, Noah in Genesis chapter 6 from verse 12 to 18. Hallelujah. Now it is easier to make a China product because there is an original product. Are we together? When they say we have China made, that means they always, or let's say Igbo made, Nigeria story. When we had Igbo made, what does it mean? What does it mean? Yes, it means they copied from an original. Is that not true? Is that not true? There was an original sample, and then they only downgraded the quality of that one. Is that true? Yes. That's what it means to have a faith. But that means they have seen it before. But Noah has never seen an ark. Not to talk of building an ark of a capacity that can hold there for how many days? How many days? How many days? Hallelujah. Was it 40 days? 40 days. Hallelujah. And then to control the window, that light was coming in on both sides, and then animals were fed. Snake was inside. Tortoise was inside. He said the boat was tarred with tar so that water could not enter. Hallelujah. That was the wisdom of God at work in his life. The wisdom of God can begin to work in your career to know how to multiply your resources. Are we together? There's nobody that God made rich once. Everybody, God gave them little and then gave them wisdom to multiply it. Whatsoever you lay your hands to do, the wisdom to advance it will be available for you. In the name of Jesus. The wisdom, when Solomon in 1 Kings chapter 5 was building the temple, he built it with such a wisdom that when the queen of Sheba came and she said, the Bible said that she almost fainted, her spirit left her. How do you hear that? Her spirit left her. Yes, with the little resources you have, with the little from your background, from local jar here, God can use me and God will use me to make something with wisdom that people from Lagos can come and see and say, this is wisdom. Hope you know it's possible. Is it possible? And I believe it. I believe that God can use me to do something that is so wise that people can come from abroad. Hallelujah. One of our lecturers was telling us that a professor has four generations. His son is a professor. His son's son is a professor. His fourth generation was a professor altogether. And that professor came with that fourth generation son to Landmark University. Kwara State. Is it Kwara State? Landmark. Kwara, right? Wait, is it Kwara? Yes. See, the professor of that caliber came to Kwara and got to Covenant and Lama University. He said that he has never seen that kind of thing in the whole world. That is wisdom. How do you get that? Wisdom in Nigeria. People from Harvard, people from Guinness Book come to Covenant Land to research in Africa, in Nigeria. Is that not wisdom? Guys, is it not wisdom? To build a 50,000 capacity that has never been built in history of that kind of caliber with that internal pillar inside. That is wisdom at work. Are we together? That is wisdom. That is wisdom. I believe it will be available for you in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, in the New Testament, there are many people that demonstrated the wisdom of God and they walk in the wisdom. Acts chapter 13, verse 2. Acts chapter 16, verse 6. That was Apostle Paul. Hallelujah. And then Peter was also preaching a sermon in Acts chapter 2 from verse 14 to 21. And then he used the scripture to demonstrate the wisdom of God. Hallelujah. When you stand up to speak, people will hear you speak with wisdom. You know, many times I've been invited to a place, to some places to preach. And I've discovered that based on the places, I preach differently. How do you get that? Because when you look at the crowd, what to say, your choice of word will matter. when you are speaking to elderly people, your choices of words will matter. I hope you know that. Cannot say you are anointed. You can say anything the way it is. No. You don't say anything the way it is. Even because you cannot begin to say, stand up, sit down, stand up, sit down. Don't do that kind of thing, that kind of praise. That's not true. Your word, everything you do will be very, very wise. So Peter spoke with such wisdom in Acts of 2, and then they could not attest but confirm it to his wisdom. I really pray for you from the depth of my heart that all of us will be wise, wiser than we are, in the name of Jesus Christ. Don't forget, I say it's a supernatural ability. Supernatural ability. Supernatural ability. Hallelujah. Now, there are some things about word of wisdom I want us to know. That number one, it is instantaneous. You are in the midst of a situation you didn't know what to do, and then suddenly the situation, the solution came and said, this is what you do. 1, 2, 3, 4. Have you ever experienced it before? Correct. You have been in the midst of a tight case, and then suddenly 1, 2, 3, 4, and then you are out of it, and then wow, people look at you and will not believe how you did it. Are we together? Are we together? Yes. We are looking for how to buy instrument. We are waiting. We pray. We did all manner of things. We prophesied all manner of things. And then, but I'll just pray one day. Just to give me the wisdom. Do this. 1, 2, 3. And that was it. The next month, less than 21 days, we bought them. I will get up. Just we have been in a tight situation. What should I do? Instantaneously, I pray for you that in the midst of circumstances, when you don't know what to do, you are in a crossroad of your life, Lord. Should I get into this relationship or not? Should I start this business or not? Should I move to Abuja or not? Should I move to Lagos or not? What should I do? Hallelujah. God will give you the wisdom on what to do. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Don't forget, it is said the gift of, it's not the gift of wisdom. It is a gift of what? It is not a gift of what? It's a gift of what? Do you know the difference in that? Huh? A word is different from a sentence. Is that not true? A word is different from a sentence. We have a word, we have a phrase, and then we have a sentence. Is that true? So a word is different from a sentence. Just like word of knowledge. God will not tell you everything. He will just give you a part or a fraction of the knowledge. That is also the way word of wisdom operates. You talk a fraction of the wise decision to make. And then as you take that step, another level of the wisdom to make will be revealed to you. Are we together? Are we together, guys?
Yes, sir.
So a fraction of wisdom, a fraction of wisdom, a fraction of wisdom, a fraction of wisdom, a fraction of wisdom. You are in a place where people are supposed to be implicated, or somebody is supposed to be implicated. Just wisdom, leave this place. Can just come to you. That is wisdom. Leave. Hallelujah. It is not your choice to leave or not to leave. But God will not tell you that you will be arrested or something negative will happen. Don't be an instruction. Leave this place. Are we together? So a fraction of wisdom is what we call, that's why the Bible says, word of wisdom. So you will always receive a fraction of what you need to do. God will not tell you everything you are supposed to do. Are we together? God will not tell you everything you are supposed to do. And don't forget also, word of wisdom is instantaneous divine revelation of the sovereign will of the God of the past, present, and the future. It's a divine revelation of the sovereign will of God concerning the past, the present, and the future. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God can give you wisdom on how to live your life now. Hallelujah. God can decide to tell you. I was listening to Pastor David Ebiemi. He said that when he started his ministry, he didn't travel out for 12 years or 8 years. I can't really remember the years. Didn't travel out of the country. He stayed to build the ministry to a high level. Are we together? Are we together? That was wisdom. That was wisdom. When we started, when I started, I just felt God just leading me not to take any dime from the church or from the ministry. Everything we get till today, get into the ministry. All together, 100% move into it. Right? If I take it, there was a time the leader said, okay, no, they should rent a big house for me or a better accommodation for me. I said, no. We could pay for it from the ministry. You understand me now? But wisdom was, it is time to sacrifice. All together, it is time to sacrifice. So if I may tell you something now, you don't necessarily need so and so. That is for the present. How together? God may tell you, don't need to be in a relationship. That is if God tells you. Are we together? Are we together?
Yes, sir.
All right. And then also for your future, God will give you wisdom. God will give you wisdom. A well-known billionaire in Nigeria sold his oil company. What's the name of that oil company? Forte, right? So it's a few months ago, before the corona outbreak, and then oil dropped to how much? Drastically. He knew what he was doing. How did you get that? I believe something just inside. Because it would be, that is, you said it just, he was 1 billion of naira. How would you say something like that? But he sold it and then invested it in something. People, somebody can tell you now, okay, leave oil business, move to agri, or move to telecommunication, or move to fashion. Because God knows the future. How would you get that? Very soon, fall may not be the in thing. People, there was a time medicine was the hottest course. But nowadays, computer science and communication computer things are the hottest course in most universities. Now, true of us, most universities, computer science, in fact, in my school, computer engineering is the highest, one of the highest, above electrical and chemical engineering. Their cutoff point was higher. Before they were called, that people were not looking for, but during my year and henceforth, their cutoff point shifted. Right, because computer science, computer engineering, those areas are one of the most important. They are areas that we are into. Till the world ends is technology. All together. So God can tell you, don't do this one. Apply this one. Do this one. God can give you direction for the future. Are we together? And I believe God will give you that wisdom in the name of Jesus. Now, what are the benefits of the word of wisdom? Number one is impartation of truth and understanding. When the spirit of the word of wisdom is available, truth and understanding will be available. Hallelujah. Truth and understanding will be available. There is nothing that pains my heart when I see people behaving without understanding. Oh, I didn't know, sincerely, you know, it was one of these Fridays, people told me that I was teaching. Is it true? I didn't know. And then I asked people on Sunday that I didn't know that me I was teaching. I thought I was preaching all this while, because I love people to understand the way things work. Zig Ziglar said that any fool can become wealthy if he just knows or cares to know the process and apply it. You understand what that means? Any fool, is there any Dick and Harry can become wealthy if he cares to know the process of wealth creation and applies it. So all we need to know is to learn how to produce. You know the problem with most people is they like, if a man of God is anointed, people would like to flock around, but they will never want to know how to reproduce that, how to understand that. That's the problem with people. They will never care to know, okay, how does he hear God? To only want to hear, God said to me, nobody will confine me, told me to be a Dibia. Many people, men of God have been turned to become native doctor. Church member has a problem. Man of God, what is God saying? Should I get in this relationship? Should I do this one? Is that not true? That's what many people have turned out to become native doctors. Me, I'll never become that kind of person. So I will teach my people how to understand and how to do it. How to hear God for yourself. So that if I say, okay, marry this person, God spoke to me. Pala no sumaya. Say, marry this person. 5 years into your marriage, the marriage is not working. It's me you begin to blame. It's not true. It's me you begin to blame. So people, many of God have been turned to. You know, when I was a campus, I hated this thing. Every so often, what is the Lord saying? I'm not a native doctor. Hear God for yourself. So you'll be able to understand. When you have the word of wisdom, you'll be able to understand how things work. You understand? How things work. Understand the weaknesses of men. God allowed me to go through some processes in ministry to understand how people fall down in life. It was one of my those teaching processes. I understand how people fornicate. I understand how weak the natural man can be. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Are you in this service at all? I understand how it means people to. I knew how practically somebody can be preaching and fornicating. I knew how possible it was. How do you get that? Yes. I know how possible. I said, wow, why is it like this? That was where from that moment, nothing will tell me about the man of God will shake me again. Because I know that to stand. Then God showed me that. I said, Jotham, you're standing. I thought it was by my strength. But when God showed me that I kept you, and it's the grace of God that I kept you. When I saw how vulnerable I was. Are we together? So I understood it. And I understand how people can become poor in the future in ministry. I understand how people can eat their tomorrow today. And young people. There are some young girls in churches. When I see them in move from one church to another church for prayers, these people have involved themselves in things that some anointings cannot help them. Are we together? Come on, are we together at all? Wait, are you in this service? If you are in this service, if you are not in this service, I praise the Lord. Alright. Yes, I saw one lady, you know, just tattoo on her body all over. Now she's over 40. And then very dedicated at serving God. She must have involved herself in the things in the past that is soiling her today. And then from here, from prayer to prayer, so I've seen her in two churches in local already. From here to here, I said, God. So the time she had her future, and then she ate it at that moment. No, you will never be that kind of a person. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. You will not eat your tomorrow today. Amen. You will not eat your tomorrow. You will not be involved in things that will destroy your future. Amen. People that smoke say they have extra energy. I was listening to Pastor Prophet Emmanuel Magan. He was saying they don't. There is nothing like extra energy. When you take cigarette or weed into your body, there is no energy in that cigarette. Do you know that? All it does is it activates energy in your body that is supposed to be used in your future, and you use it today. The way you're sitting here, you understand very well. Is it true? It's like that, right? I'm not saying you're smoking, but like you understand what is it like. Yes. Yes. The way it was saying, you were like, yes, it's very, very true. All it does is that is why when they get old, they cannot hold their hand, they are shaking. Their hand, you know, have you seen them? Have you seen them? Because the energy of their 40 years, or you see them is 40 and 50 years, have been consumed when they were young. The body extra used the energy that was supposed to be used in the future. Like they start to perform faster than they were supposed to perform. But there's no energy somewhere, so they ate their tomorrow today. Then there is some, the mercy of God is real, though. You know that. You know the mercy of God is real. The mercy of God is real. But sometimes mercy, most times, mercy of God doesn't eradicate people from the consequences of what they did. The prodigal son, when he came back, do you know what the father said? The father said that, you are my son. Come back, and then gave him clothes and clothed him. When the elder brother came and was doing a loot and refused to enter the house, the father went and met him. He said, don't be angry. His brother is back. Everything that I have is what? Yours. That's why he told the elder brother, this one came back, he has repented, we have accepted him, he's my son, but he doesn't have one share in this house again. It's not true. Do you think when the father is dying again, he will share the one that is remaining? No. So unless God decides to show you extra mercy, for people to use the word extra mercy, that's not the extra mercy. And then God overruled the days, and then you have them back. But what is the point of even trying? Don't do it. So wisdom will come upon you for truth and understanding how to behave as a young person. Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Number two, wisdom will invoke your response to holiness. The word of wisdom will invoke your response to holiness. Worship among God's people. The wiser you become, the wiser you become. Your worship, your lifestyle will become better in the name of Jesus. Amen. And then word of wisdom will bring guidance and direction. Ecclesiastes 10 verse 10. What does this say? Word of wisdom will bring guidance and direction. Word of wisdom will bring guidance and direction. What does this say?
If the iron be blunt,
yes.
If do not wet the edge,
yes.
Then must it be put to more strength.
Yes.
But wisdom is profitable.
But wisdom is what? Profitable to direct. Hallelujah. The more word of wisdom find expression in your life, you will find guidance and direction. Hi, God will help us all. In the name of Jesus, you'll be wise.
Amen.
And you will be guided.
Amen.
You will be guided with what? When you want to make a decision, wisdom will come to you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus, you will be wise. Amen. You will not make wrong decision. You will never invest wrongly.
Amen.
Never invest wrongly.
Amen.
Your wisdom, nobody will give your money. I pray for you. That when you want to make an investment that will give your future, many people have been grounded from multi-billionaires to zero because of 419. Hallelujah. A man used 419 and sold an airport in Nigeria where airport didn't exist. One of the highest 419 in the whole world. Sold an airport in Nigeria. When I read the news, I said, the devil is interested. Well, the white man is selling it to in billions of dollars. I was reading highest 419 expenses in Nigeria. So airport. And the man came to Nigeria to verify you. You never be guided like that. Wisdom will be available for you. Your peace will just go, no, I will not do this one. I will not do this one. The other day I was reading that the number three co-founder of Apple sold his share of Apple when they were 3 years old at the rate of $800. If he didn't sell it, the worth of his share will be $90 billion 2020. He's still alive. $90 billion. No, you'll be guided. You will be guided in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Where to build your house, where not to build. You can build and this one is government property. Everybody should pack out. You will not do that kind of. You'll be in a relationship. Don't marry this lady. Wisdom will tell you leave. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Number final thing it does is word of wisdom provides solution. It exposes mysteries and provides solution. Where there is word of wisdom, you expose mystery. You don't know what is happening, but this is what you will do. Bible says you will hear the voice behind you saying what? This is the way, what? Walk in it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, how do you assess the gift? Number one is desire it. Desire wisdom. Hate foolishness. Hate it. Are we together? Hate foolishness. Don't like you hate poverty. Have you ever hate poverty? Have you ever hate the devil? Have you ever hate sin? But the fear of God is to hate iniquity. Hate foolishness. Hate it. Desire to be wise. Desire to be wise. Hallelujah. Ask God, give me wisdom. And then number two is develop in your hearing capacity from God. Because it's always a word is often spoken. Is that not true? Desire to hear the direction of God. What should I do? How many of us know that this inner witness of peace? Hallelujah. Inner witness of peace. And then I maybe you say that and when something they tell me is make I not do amo, make I not do amo, make I not do amo. Have you ever experienced? I wrote one exam one day. The answer is true or false. This answer is true. No, it's false. The correct answer is true. But the lecturer was, I don't know what was. It's false. And so the Bible question. I said, this answer is true now. But my brain was, no, it's false. False. I said, no, now. I'm not using my. Even if I listen to my spirit, though, I put false. And that's why I missed 10 marks. Hallelujah. There's something like pains me when I see bad in my result. You know, better is give me the mark. Praise God. See, I'm not giving you this one, but let me see bad. I hate bad. I mean, you know what I'm talking about. Don't give me the mark. Say, okay, I didn't write something. That's why. But you see bad, I hated it from primary school. Hallelujah. I hated it. So desire it and develop your ability to hear the voice of God. But with those that are led by the Spirit are what? Romans what? Romans 8 verse what? Verse 16. Those that are many as led by the Spirit are the sons of God. They are able to be led by the Spirit. Hallelujah. God can tell you, don't drop this offering. Can God tell you not to give offering? Eh? Can God tell you not to give an offering? Yes, so God can tell you there are places you shouldn't give. How's it get that? But sometimes, hardly will God tell you not to give. Altogether. But sometimes God will tell you not to give. But when you hear the voice of not give, most times the devil. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, help us in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, how do you discern the gift of the word of wisdom? Number one is the qualities of the wisdom of God. James chapter 3 verse 17. Somebody should help us read. How do we discern what of wisdom? It's the quality of the kind of wisdom that comes from God. James 3:17. Yes.
But the wisdom that is from above.
First of all, the wisdom that is from God is what?
Yes, pure.
First of all, it is what?
Pure.
Guys, are we together?
Yes, sir.
First of all, it is what?
Pure.
Number two.
Then peaceable.
It gives you peace. Hallelujah. Any wisdom that is making you restless is not from above. Yes?
Gentle.
It is gentle. It is not coercive. It is not forceful. Yes, sir.
And easy to be entreated.
Easy to be entreated. What does it mean? Can I tell you? Easy to be. Easy to what? Willing. That tell me? King James. Willing to yield. We've not heard anything before. Okay. New King James. Alright. Yes, you can continue, sir.
Full of mercy.
Full of mercy. Showing mercy. Hallelujah. So the wisdom that say this person, it is not this thing. It's not from God. Because it's wisdom from God is what? Full of mercy.
And good fruits.
And the fruit are always good. Yes, sir.
Without partiality.
No partiality.
And without hypocrisy.
Without hypocrisy. Yes. Can we have tears? Do you have tears? Yes. Please, let's have it.
But the wisdom that comes from heaven is first of all pure.
Yes.
And full of quiet gentleness.
Quiet gentleness. Hallelujah. Yes.
Then it is peace loving and cautious.
Yes. It is peace loving and what?
Cautious.
Yes.
It allows discussion and is willing to yield to others.
Are we together? To be easily entreated means it allows discussion. If your wisdom cannot be discussed, that means it's not of God. It's not true. Are we together? God has given me wisdom to do this one. Somebody should be able to challenge your wisdom. That is what God has given us. People like, sorry, read so that you can sit down.
It is full of mercy and good deeds.
Yes.
It is wholehearted and straightforward and sincere.
Hallelujah. Wholehearted, straightforward, and sincere. If your faith cannot be challenged, then that is why we have apologetic like great Rabbi Zacharias. Is that not true? A man that shook this world. Somebody say, if you're Christian, if you don't know Rabbi Zacharias, you're Christian, you know well cooked. And I laugh. Especially if you are from our generation. Praise God. Yes, he was the one that he was the one that answered. There was nobody that could face him and they beat him in Christian apologetic. The question he was sound. I think there's another young guy now from India. Is that not true? I don't know the name of that one. For people that could defend their faith. Hallelujah. So these are the qualities of that kind of wisdom. Now it is important to know that word of wisdom operates with words of knowledge. Are we together? When Joseph revealed the dream that Pharaoh had, that was what? Was that word of knowledge or word of wisdom? Pharaoh dreamed, he could not interpret it. So when he interpreted the dream and revealed the dream, so that Daniel and Nebuchadnezzar, was that word of knowledge or word of wisdom? Correct answer? Word of what? Word of knowledge. Then when he gave the solution, now this is the dream. Now this is what to do. Was that word of knowledge or word of wisdom? Are we getting my point? So it operates together. Now you know what is the problem and then you give the solution. Knowing the problem is not word of wisdom. So like you mean I'm a prophet. I can see that your problem started from your mother's side. Your great grandmother went to those and did this one. That's your problem. God bless you. Shaman Lada. You come here. Your problem started when you're in jail too. When you're in jail, somebody gave you something in school. And then when you're in jail, that is your problem. Man, you sister can't come here. When you married your husband on your wedding, you're downloading problems and revealing the problem. That is very, very important. Hallelujah. Very, very important. But then the next step is to give the solution. That is the word of wisdom in it. Are you together? When the servant of Elisha came, Gehazi, and then Elisha told him his problem. Told him what he did. Is that true? And then after that, told him the consequences of what he did. That is word of wisdom. Yeah. So that's a part of word of knowledge. And then that can you see that for you to be able to work effectively in word of knowledge, wisdom, you also need the word of knowledge to be able to be in operation. Hallelujah. Because you should be able to know the problem very well,
so that you'll be able to apply the solution very well. God will help us in the name of Jesus Christ. Now I'm about to run up. Now, how does word of wisdom comes? Number one is what I call inner impressions and inner witnesses. Romans chapter 8 verse 16. You just hear an inner witness. This is what you should do. Are we together? Are we together? Number two is scriptural revelations and applications. Acts chapter 2 from verse 14 to 21. They were challenging Peter that these people were drunk. Are we together? And then Peter said that in Joel chapter 2, he didn't say Joel anyway, but he said it was prophesied that in the last day the Spirit of God shall be poured down and your sons and daughters will what? Prophesy. He said this is what the prophet spoke of. So he spoke word of wisdom by understanding scriptures and application. Are we together? Are we together, guys? There are many things in the scripture that you don't have a direct thing into. Example, in the Bible, is it biblical to do church wedding or traditional wedding, or you must do both of them or you are not married? Is it in the Bible? How to get it in the Bible? Praise God. But you discover that when you apply the way it was in the old, the way it was, the way people marry in the Old Testament, they pay dowry and they celebrate. And then we apply it to be our own traditional wedding. It's not true. We use the wisdom of scripture, and then you see, you cannot unveil the lady. You see, when Jacob married Leah in the night, he didn't see her. So nowadays, before they do their marriage, they open and see first whether she's the one. It's not true. Instead of marrying Cynthia, you are marrying Chiamaka. And after you say, after you have taken that vow, you are married, though. She know. Once you say, I pronounce you man and wife, you are married. Hallelujah. You are married. You are dear. The only condition for your separation is fornication or adultery. If the person refuses to fornicate, you are in for it. Yeah, man. None of us will experience that kind of thing in the name of Jesus Christ. But then when somebody asked the question, like, there was a time I was looking for scripture for everything. So I was looking for scripture for anger. Why should I get angry? God get angry. But there was a scripture, the Bible said that the anger of God showed on his face. When I saw that scripture, I was jubilating. Yes. I was looking for, yes. I was looking for it in the flesh. That was actually it. The reason I was looking for it was to justify my wrong anger. Altogether, you know, now I can tell you the truth, but I remember when I was doing it, my motive was wrong. Bible says, anger lies in the bosom of who? Fools! Say, don't be easily angered. It lies in the bosom. It's only fools that get angry. Especially those that even easily get angry. So, you know, those days I was foolish. Altogether. But I was using scripture to justify my everything. Number three ways people have word of wisdom. It's only dream, vision, and pictures. Dreams. Joseph had a dream. Don't divorce Mary. She's your wife. Matthew chapter 2 from verse 13. And then in Acts chapter 10 from verse 11 to 16. Peter was dreaming, sleeping, and then had a vision of a sheep that fell down with clean and unclean animals. And then that was the vision he got. And then wisdom came to him to be able to explain to the Jews, why do you go to a house of an uncircumcised person and to eat with him? Is that correct? Then he used the wisdom of the vision he saw to explain to them that God has broken the barrier of the division. Hallelujah. You will see a vision and you will have wisdom from it. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. You will have a dream and you will have a wisdom from it. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Many of us don't take our dream serious. Is it? Many of us, have you know that the dream that many prophets saw was not simple dreams? The first dream that Prophet Jeremiah saw was a tree. Almond tree. That was the first vision Prophet Jeremiah saw. Then what do you see? I saw a tree. Simple vision like that, but the guy took it serious and read Jeremiah chapter 1. And today we are reading at it and he's seeing spiritual. So the small dream that you take for granted can be God speaking to you. And that God giving you wisdom. Are we together?
How many of you have been guided by a dream before? Another dream, and then you follow the dream and you walk out, that was God guiding you. How many of us? Now you need to take one, okay, only one person. You need to take your dream very serious. Apostle Selman said that one of the highest, purest way that God leads his people is via dreams. Because vision can be corrupted. Do you understand? Do you understand what I mean by that? God heals their mind. What do you see? I see men like trees. Or God gave a prophet to a prophet Isaiah and then he could not interpret it. Just like when a vision is coming, I'm sorry. When a vision is coming, you interpret it based on the level of revelation that you know. You know that? Is it true? We can have a, somebody can have a vision and then you see people in white coming from heaven and landing in Lokoja, landing in Lokoja, landing in Lokoja. You can't meet it, but the pastor comes to pray, pray, pray. I see 11 people plenty in Lokoja. Don't know. The only way you know is that the one wearing white. Why is that? And then somebody else, because somebody else can be, as I saw angels, that's not true. Yes, based on what he knows. So it can be corrupted, though. And pictures can be corrupted. Hallelujah. But when you have a dream, even though there can be fake dreams out of multitude of thoughts, so you must grow to know the wrong dreams. Hallelujah. Like yesterday, I had a dream. Yesterday? Yes. Because I was very, very tired. Very, very tired. I meditated a lot after I was very tired, and I did not eat as I was supposed to eat. I was very, very tired and I slept. And I was supposed to wake up 4 a.m. today. Hallelujah. So I slept. So I had a dream. When I woke up with a dream, I mean, guy, the devil is interesting. Hallelujah. I knew this dream was not from God. Because I know it was multiple of my thoughts. You understand me? It's not that I'm even remember that I dreamt this in the night. I know it was not God. But if it was God, I would have known. There is a way I know this is God. Hallelujah. Number four is divine encounters. And then finally, audible voice. Divine encounter, John chapter 4, 5 from verse 13 to 15. Matthew chapter 3 from verse 16 to 17 for audible voice. Now, those of you that had, I've never said you have heard word of wisdom before. Let me see, where are those? Or I can, how did your own come? Like two people rose up their hand. Who are those two guys? I think I saw two. If you have heard word of wisdom before, and you know, wow, this was word of wisdom. Let me see your hands up. The rest of you are not lifting your hands now. There's only one person who gets your hand now. Let me see, how did your own come? Am I?
As I can remember, it just came within me. I just felt.
Just felt inside of you.
This is what I need to do.
That inner witness, this is what you need to do.
Yes.
Wow.
And I did it.
And you did it, and you confirmed that the result was worth it.
Yes, it was worth it.
What is that? Michael.
Praise Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Praise Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to share two.
Okay.
The first one was about the last one you just spoke about. I experienced that one very, more than often. Now, it's about to dream. Now that dream, now the way it comes is not like a full dream. I may not remember so many things that happened in the dream. It might just be like a scene.
What of dream? That one is what of dream.
No, now where the wisdom comes in. Where the wisdom comes in is that the incidents will happen in the dream. But when I wake up, obviously, I will try and recapture happens.
Yes.
But with I hear audibly within my spirit. I hear audibly within my spirit that do this, and it has happened for me, and I really bless God.
And the result was perfect.
And the result was perfect.
All right.
Now to share a testimony with it, sir.
Yes.
Was when I was coming to Lokoja.
Yes.
To serve. Yes. When I was coming to Kogi to serve, I had opportunities like very perfect opportunities to relocate to Lagos State. Yes. But at the end of it though, I was like, no, just follow.
Yes.
Kogi is the land of mercy and also maybe one prophecy. But I was so wise that after I got to camp, a friend of mine said, this will be your last chance, come to Lagos. But I had some other instructions that, you know, this is wisdom, just stay here. And to the glory of God, it stayed.
How did you hear it was important, what we're asking? Was it inner witness, or you had a voice, or a dream, or you by scripture?
Inner witness. Yes, sir. Inner
just
witness.
Just had peace about you.
Yes, sir. Yes. So it was an inner witness. Then the peace came. Now the second one was a decision to make about. Okay, it was a decision to make, and it was similarly inner witness as well. So this one happened recently. So word of wisdom do comes to me by inner witness.
All right. Amen. Very, very interesting. Like I can put it to you that inner witness is one of the strongest. And I believe many of us have experienced that. We may not know that it was words of wisdom. how you get up in a situation you don't know what to do, and then you just fail instantaneously. This is what you do. When I say instantaneous, you didn't think it. Out of the blues, the solution just came and you applied it and it worked. Now the aim of this teaching is for us to experience it and to walk in the reality of it. Are we together? So be praying for the next 15 minutes. One of us will lead us in the next 15 minute prayer for the word of wisdom. All of us, I want us to desire the gift from the depth of our heart. If we have operated it in a level that is a higher level, where it will begin to flow from you to others. Are we together? Are we together? It will begin to flow from you to others. It begin to flow from people will begin to consult you for wisdom. When you speak, you become like a Ahithophel because of your wisdom. How many of you understand what I'm talking about? Or I come to you and I feel as we begin to pray and say, Father Lord, first of all, can we appreciate the word of God and say, Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your help. We receive the word of wisdom. We receive the grace in the name of Jesus. Come on, let's pray.
I want us to continue to pray that God will receive the word of wisdom. Maro Mambro Shadaya Balada Balado Shabala Balada 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 Balada. For the next few minutes, I just want us to begin to charge our inner man. I want us to begin to charge our inner man. In the Holy Ghost, Mam Brado Shadanda Libra Gaskupa Lado Shaba. Mam Brade Dako Panda Liako Sinta Lika Banda Asi. Rado Shabele Bele 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 Do Shaba. Mam Brusca Dayana Bada 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 Manda libra rosha da 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 I want you to know that I want you to pray.
Manda pra Deus, Shabbat. Reta,
You need has just been delivered into your hands. You can get all the anointed messages on our Telegram channel at Shekinah Encounter Center Sermons. For more inquiries, you can also call 080-6522-6276 or 080-2611-2114. Remain rapturable.